The parasha Vayetze marks the transition from the office of Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, Avram Yitzhak to Yaakov. Certain ways, Avram and Yitzhak, each of has his own special midah. That's true, but this Yaakov vis-a-vis the first two avos are also seen as being a transition. In other words, Avram and Yitzchak have certain nekudas in common, and Yaakov, as opposed to Avram Yitzchak, is also is distinct as well. The makom, I guess, in which it's most strongly noted, is that Avram and Yitzchak, whatever they accomplished, it didn't really have a hemshech. In other words, Bnei Avram of Bnei Avram, the Yitzchak of Bnei Yitzchak, they are some of them that are Klal Yisrael, some not Klal Yisrael, which means basically that it's not Klal Yisrael, it's not Nitzchias. Yaakov Avinu, his mitos Shleima, means that everything Yaakov did is permanent. The Bnei Avram, it says, Anefesh Shalsu Bechoron, they fell apart. Yitzchak's, whatever nefashas they made, we don't have a zeich of it really. And Yaakov, whatever he did, became permanent. The name of Klal Yisrael, as Netzach Yisrael, is specifically associated with Yisrael Dafka, because the mid of Yaakov has in itself the nekuda of Nitzchias, and as opposed to Avram and Yitzchak, besides the particular midas in which is different, there's also distinction in terms of does it remain permanent or not. It's obvious that it has in itself a kesha of to the midah itself, whether or not it'll be permanent or not. So one way of looking at it, we've spoken many times, the Maral we've seen inside, where he speaks about Midas Ha'emes versus the other Midas, and that in other Midas there's a makom for some sort of bear to creep in. Midas Ha'emes there isn't. That's one angle of looking at one perspective. I want to be oimid on it from a very different perspective. I want to be oimid on a certain nekuda of avoda in Yaakov, which is which it's kosher to emes, but in a different way, and to understand the sheirish and the mocker of Netzach in Klal Yisrael as coming from Yaakov, it's midas emes, but reflected in different oifen. You find that Yaakov. Avram Avinu came from nowhere. We don't know, we have no real idea, mitzad the Torah, where he came from. We have no understanding how he got his wealth. We have no understanding, did his father give him Yerusha, did he not? We have Chazal fill in some of it, but the Pasuk starts, basically Yaakov seems to be established. He's worried about losing out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to lose out. Avram, is established, but that's it. Yitzchak is Yerush, his father, and that's about all we see from here. Yitzchak got everything, and so on and so forth. Yaakov basically lost everything. Yaakov Avinu is sent away from his house. Avram Avinu is sent away from his house as a milo. Lech lecha me'atzma lecha me'saviyach, get away from them, and it's an isayin. But he's not losing anything. He's losing a problem, not a toiv. Yitzchak stays where he is. Yaakov Avinu is losing his home, which was a home that was good, that was precious. So he left his home. Eliphaz robbed him of every penny he had. The shidduch that Yitzchak had, he got on a silver platter. Eliezer came along with all the rechush of his Adonav, and he found Rivka. Yaakov Avinu had to work for his wives, he had to work for his money, he had to work for everything. So there's a remarkable shinui in terms of the avoida, the mahaloch of avoida of Yaakov had to be dafkut yigiyas kapayim, dafkut omol, and the others not. Another nekuda I want to point out is the Rambam speaks about the obligations of somebody who's working as a sochir for somebody else, and how much the person is supposed to be dedicated, and to do, and everything has and to do everything has to be for the Bailim. When he finishes it, he brings the raya. He brings from Yaakov Avinu, when his tainis are to Lavan, when he has tainis to him, and he tells him that everything I have, I've done everything for you, and so on and so forth. So he brings the pasuk about how he tainis with Lavan, and he tells him, I worked so hard for you, and so on and so forth. And then the Rambam says, Lefikoch not al schar zois af boilum hazeh, shenema vayifritz ha'ish mo'id mo'id. That's why you get, that's why he was zeichet to get schar in this world, like it says, vayifritz ha'ish mo'id mo'id. So, I want to understand a little bit the inyan over here of the schar in olum hazeh. Chazal give us a few categories, a few mitzvahs, that have themselves a yichud of Karen Kremsa Ulum Haba and Paris Eat in this world. This is not included in one of them. Being Isaac, Benemonis in with the person who's paying you, it's a wonderful thing, and it's certainly a very, very big zach, but it doesn't say it. Chazal don't list it as such. So where did the Rambam take it from? The other inyanim, the Maral explains, the other mitzvahs, each one, why there's a yichud of it, that it should give you schar in this world, and the world to come as well, why the Karen's Kayemes, the Yoichel Periseyem. He explains each one, B'dar Kalal, inyanim of Chesed, and so on. But over here, Mikoyach, what is this inyan, that the person gets his schar af ba'olam hazeh? L'chura, more than that, it's not in the lashon of a keren kayemes olam haba, and it's erper same olam hazeh. The nekuda, the feeling seems to be that the ikar is olam haba. Olam hazeh is kind of a fringe benefit. Like we know schar mitzvahs by Amaleka, but there's some mitzvahs that have skula where you can pick up a little bit also, like a little fringe benefit. You get a few extra miles, kind of. You get something also on that. The mashmos in the Rambam is that it's like even a higher target. It says, V'loi oid, he says, he was zeiche, lefignot al schar zeis af boilam hazeh. In mashmos is kilo, it's harder, it's more difficult, it's unusual. I don't know exactly that the feel of reading the Rambam is that this is like the ultimate, it's the top. And as Raya's Vivitzish Mo'id Mo'id, it's kind of strange. Vivitzish Mo'id Mo'id, I don't know how the Rambam is kaveh that's exactly the schar for it. Mechateisid, that's the schar for working honestly. I don't know, Yaakov did a lot of other wonderful things. It says Tarek Mitzvah Shemarti. In Love and Garta, the Mitzvah Shemarti, that he did a lot of good things. How do exactly kaveh which and what and so on? I don't know. It's a little bit strange. Usually this would be coming from a Chazal. We'd be learning up in a certain way. We find also later in the next parasha of Yishlach that he was Moisim Nefesh for Pachim Ktanim Yaakov Avinu. That because Chazal say Chavivin Tzadikim Amoinim Aleihem, because they got it. They got it not begezel. It doesn't seem to us like it's a very big midah toiva, the chavivas of mammon. Befrat, somebody endangering himself for a few pennies, that certainly doesn't rank as something which we would consider a dava chashav and so on. So al kapanim, you see Yaakov Avinu's mahalach over here, the mominus seems to be a very, very big ikar. It says, the place that he built for his mikneh, a sukkah, so he named it sukkahs. It's like, you know, people call their homes the homestead, the mansion, but to call it the barn, because he also has a barn for Balachayim, it's kind of, and the Pasuk is saying it so. Pasuk Veishach says, because, you know, he made the mikneh a sukkahs, that's why he called the makom sukkahs. So I'd like to try and understand here in the Kuda that's kind of very core to the Inyan over here of Yaakov and what he was metakin. And it's a whole understanding of a chelik of Torah. The Maral says that a person, in many places, a person's metzias is divided into his nefesh. Some include seichel. I'm not nochus to that chiluk. Seichel and nefesh and so on. There's the guf. There's kinyanim. Some is three. Some is four. But the word is the point I want to stress on is the guf and kinyanim. Kinyanim to us, we know we tend to understand kinyanim as being not a good thing. In other words, the roiv minyan and binyan of Sifrei Musa speak about the hevela volum of the kinyanim that a person has. Those are all things that are narishkeiten and the oilam is galgal achoizeh. Today you have, tomorrow you don't have. What's the point of it? It doesn't go with you to the kever. The kapitel tilim we say by an ovel aleinu, you don't take your chush with you, and so on and so forth. It's always seen as an illusion. Part of the Alma de Shikra is that there are Rechushim and Kinyanim and so on and so forth. That's the way it appears to us. In fact, and the big Baal Musa understands that one keeps away from it. So let's understand it. There's a Reb Chaim, he brings a Yerushalmi. Reb Chaim speaks about Malvah Leivet, Yerushalmi is in Maestris. The Yerushalmi says, let's first take the din that people know, and then let's say that the Chiddush Yerushalmi. The halacha that we all know is, if somebody's here, if I go to somebody else's field and I plant corn, then the corn belongs to the person who owns the field. He owes me either Yad El Yayna, Yad El Tachtayna, depending on it's a makom that's oimit fit, not oimit fit. But the corn belongs to the field, to the person who owns the field. That we all know. What happens if I were to plant corn in Hefka place? A place that's Hefka. Would I have a Shem Bailam on the corn or not? Would it be Chayiv and Shumas and Maisas if it was Eretz Yisrael and so on? So the Yerushalmi says that, yes, if Yisrael stay Hefka, then it's Chayiv and Maisas and so on. Reb Chaim defines it. Reb Chaim sort of uses it and thereby gives it its definition. That a person's amal is really his. Whatever a person works for is his. It doesn't say more than has, but that oimik is, if I start out with my koyach, with my time, with my work, I exchange it, I put it into the corn that I planted, and therefore it's mine. When I have a steerer, somebody else took his work, and he bought a field, and now his field grew stuff, so it's either me or him. So for that, we have to be a chriya, and we say it's the owner of the field, and he has to pay the other person for his efforts and so on. But if we don't have a contradiction from someone that owns the field, and it's my total work, and it's my amal and my yegia, then it's something that becomes mine automatically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, that a person can take his metzias and extend it outwards. it's true physically. When I work, whatever I did, is kind of b'shvach kelim. In other words, any time I put in my effort into something, my work, and that work effected a change, that's mine. It's the yisayda de bria that things that I was mashkia myself, that which me is in, is mine as well. The me and the mine are the same. But it has a world that but it has a chelik in it that is klipa. Lamashal, if I got money through a matana, it's mine. It's mine because the person who gave it to me has the right to give it to me. And it's halachically mine because that's part of dinei mamonis, that because it's the person who's giving matana has the schus to pass it on. But as far as the mekabel has it, does he really have a kinyan in it, mitzad nafshay? Is it really his? The answer is no. And that's why when you give a child a gift, it's nice and he's happy and appreciates it, but very few parents are surprised when it's lost, broken, or otherwise unavailable. When somebody works, a kid goes to work for a summer, and he sweats really hard, and he delivers pizza, and he buys something with it, it's nefashis to if you do anything to that object. He will defend it with his life. And the chilek is technically they're both his. The chashka that he got because someone gave it to him, or that which he earned with his own sweat, are both his technically. But mitzad the emes of being his, mitzad the midas ha emes of what's mine because it's me, there's a big nafkemina. That which comes be Yerusha or be Matana, or in any way where the thing itself is not commensurate to the effort that I put into it, my attachment to it is less than full. And in a certain sense, the connection to me, I wouldn't call it sheker, but it's not emes, because it's not an emes that's be'etzem. Like the Rambam says in many places, an emes that happens to be true is not emes. If I paint the table yellow, the yellowness of the table is not because the table is yellow. The table happens to be yellow. Masha inki, things that are natural to it, that the wood is combustible, that's be'etzim like that, and that's its metzias. So wood is combustible, but this table happens to be yellow. So kinyonim that I happen to own, it's mine, it's sort of a borrowed term, it's a shekedika type of mine. Things that I was misyageya for completely are mine totally. So Avram and Yitzhak, each one had their midas that they were maib in this world. And that's why, and those midas were very significant midas, and each midah was a pillar of Klal Yisrael. But the midah that would make something mine forever is only the midah where I earned it myself completely. So Avram and Yitzchok, that wasn't their Mahalach HaVoida. Yaakov's midah was emes, titan emes to Yaakov. So emes means that there's nothing there that is not mine, be'etzim. Yaakov had to start with nothing. And every penny that he owned was a terrible amount of yegia and amelus. His wife wasn't sent to him. A shatran didn't bring her. He needed to work for her shavashanim, shavashavaticha. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mevara through the maisa of the ksavim and the beer over there, that every single sheep that he had was his be'etzim. It was a birur min hashamayim to be kaveya that these sheep are really Yaakov's, because Yaakov was up day and night for them. So the midas emes of Yaakov, in the way that we're talking now, we're talking about Midas Emes as it reflects itself in its in Kinyonim. And the Kinyonim of Emes had to be, the Kinyonim of Emes are those that don't have a tarivis of otherness to it, and it's all mine. And there's a pasuk that says, "Kira dogger v'lo yolod." It says that certain birds that they latch on to the eggs of other birds and pretend they're theirs, and they hatch them, and then at some point they come out, these birds. And the bird expects, the mother bird, the so-called mother bird, expects them to follow. So it says, Oysa oysha v'lei b'mishpat. Similarly, somebody who creates wealth, but not through darke mishpat, this is b'chatzi yom av yesvenu, it leaves him in the middle of his days. In other words, it will be successful at some point, but not successful forever. It can't be forever his, because this is not his blood and flesh, and b'meila it's not going to be his. So the midah of Yaakov, the midah of Emes, the way it expressed itself klapi dizinyanim was the following mahalach. There wasn't anything in Yaakov that wasn't earned by the sweat of his brow. And we're talking about the monetary things, we're talking about inyanim pnimiyim. It says, there's a pasuk that says, the Gemara says, that godly mashenema b'igia kapayim, then yirei shemayim. Because here it says, ashrecha v'tevloch, b'igia kisaycha ashrecha v'tevloch, whereas yirei shemayim, it doesn't say ashrecha v'tevloch. It's very, very, very hard to understand what is the, they don't stand as a steer at each other. They don't stand in any way to compare each other. I mean, Yigias Kapayim is a very wonderful thing. Yerushmayim is a wonderful thing. Most people, their meters tend to come together. Bigger Yerushmayim, Bigger Kapayim, Yerushmayim. It doesn't seem to be meters of any hisnagdus whatsoever. Where do these meters, Godel Mashenema, by Yigias Kapayim, and also Yigias Kapayim is, what kind of meters is Yigias Kapayim? Yigias Kapayim is a person, it's a person who is living, Yashadik. A person can, someone give him matana. It says Yasha, halachically it says Yasha having matana is Yigias Kapayim. As opposed to somebody stealing Chas V'Shalom, it doesn't seem to be any real mock where one could compare one to the other. And the answer is, Yerushalayim is always, you do because of the other. A person's Yirei Shemayim is doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Metzaveh, because he's awed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's doing it because of him. That's a tremendous midah, and the Maralmi speaks about Yira, speaks always about this Nekuda, of that Yira is always the Seachs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his own thing. But it can never be yours, because it wasn't a result of your amal. Let's take an example, a simple example. A person has a question of what to do, A or B. He goes to speak to somebody who's a tremendous mumkin in this area, so whether it's medicine, whether it's finance, whether it's Avodas Hashem, and the person who tells it to him is a tremendous mumcha, and he tells him A is the preferable road. I do it. I trust A, and I recognize my limited worth versus A, and I do it. But do I have the certainty of having done and found out through hard experience that A works and B doesn't? No. There's always a doubt. Because as long as, even if it's Yirei Shemayim, even if it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, it's not niklat in the person's own mitzias. Something is niklat in a person's mitzias only when the person himself was omel misaget. So Yaakov's midah was the midah of, in terms of kinyonim, that was the final piece that had to, Avraham Avinu was Kaiveya, the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. He started, this was the Teichen of Klal Yisrael, this was the Nefesh, Neshama, this was Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak was Mekadesh, the Guf of Klal Yisrael. The Guf of Klal Yisrael, the fact that he was an Oila Tmima, the fact that it was Afreitzav Amunach, the fact that it was his Guf was Kolkol in Eretz Yisrael. So Yitzchak was Kedusha of the Guf in totality. Yaakov Avinu had to be Kaveya, the Kedusha Klal Yisrael in terms of its Kinyonim. The Mesil Zesharim speaks about the different dargis in his Chavasa Berlomo. He speaks about Lis'anas al Hashem, Lis'tavik b'Hashem, and then he speaks about his Mala Kol Olam Imoy. Adam was created to take the world with him. The kinyanim of a person in this world is not there only just because I can own stuff, should own stuff, and it's nice that I have stuff. It's there because Adam's Tzuris Adam is to do Eretz V'Kivshua, to conquer the world and to leave his mark on it and to be mala the entire world with it. A behemoth has no tachlis unless it's through Adam. A tree has no tachlis except through Adam. But the only way something becomes mitzurif be'emis to the sheer koim of Adam is dafka if it's his be'emis. If he was also the mishpat. If he put his neshama into it, and it's his kinyan because it's a moloi, that's why it's his. When Yaakov Avinu wanted to give Yosef, his favorite son, a chelek, his extra chelek, what's the chelek that Yaakov is giving him? It says, Shechem, that I got becharbi or bekashti, whether it's tefillah or chachma, it makes no difference. He says, this is the one part that I acquired with Meseres Nefesh. The peace that I got, and even though we understand it to mean tefillah, but obviously the tefillah was on a darga that the pasuk calls char v'kashti. It was total meseres nefesh fit. The thing that I can give you that's most meaningful for me is that which came oimek nishmasi. So that's the pshat in Yaakov Avinu's mahalchim. We spoke about the Rambam. We spoke about Yaakov Avinu had to earn everything. We spoke about the fact that his kinyonim were chaviv to him. The kinyonim were chaviv just like his guf. Just like a person, lamashal, sometimes you find terrible stories of persons, he's trapped with an aver, like his hand is stuck somewhere. He can free himself chasron by cutting a hand off, but people are very lucky to do it. You don't just say, okay, well, it's only a hand. It's not only a hand, it's my hand, it's me. It goes far beyond the functional part of it. It's the etzem etzias of the person. I know once some people who tough a terrible yisurim in Avarim, and the doctors tell them that you can cut it, you can amputate it, and you won't have any yisurim. And people for decades will suffer yisurim, many people, because it's not a thing that's outside of me. This is myself, in some sense of being mevat, I'm part of myself. It's an excruciatingly difficult thing. Kinyanim for tzaddikim are, this was an hour's worth of sweat. This was the entire Yaakov, was shaku in this. And it's a piece of Yaakov Avinu. What do you mean just leave it behind? If it could be left behind, it's never mine. It never should have been mine. The Mikneo Asr Sukkos, Vekshay Mokum Sukkos, is because Yaakov's godless is how much he's able to put his self and his stamp on his kinyanim. When the Rambam says that b'schar that Yaakov got his chana olam hazeh, the pshat's like this. The alma de shikra of kinyanim in olam hazeh is because we think that just because it's in my house, it's mine. So I bought a tchatchkele, and it's around the house, so it's very nice, so I have it. But that's an illusion. That having is gone. It's, you know, Lachamei Vesrim, all of Kohelis is full of his sense of despondency that everything he worked hard for, he's going to have an heir that's going to take it over and waste it away and do nothing with it. That's the, what's the point of it all? It doesn't stay with you. That's sheker, and that's taka alma de shikra. Our sense of kinyanim is alma de shikra, dik, and therefore it's taka worthless. But when a person was amul be'emis, and a person, one of the most profoundly moving inyanim they used to have, when a big person was nifta, they would sometimes take the table that he sat and learnt on, and they would make his urn out of the table. It's very profoundly moving. The table is his lenetzach. That table is part of the person's metzias, and he's not leaving it behind, so to speak. Yaakov Avinu's kinyan, that type of kinyan, a person is zeich in this world because there's emes to it. Schar mitzvah amaleka means tchatchkes in this world don't take the place of a mitzvah and they don't pay a mitzvah. But here we're talking about a whole different inyan. This is the pshat, the ability that when a person works for something be'emes or betoim, then the entire mitzias is his and it's inseparable. I want to take and move away a little bit from this inyan, which is a more classic avodah of Yaakov Avinu, and I want to carry it over to an inyan for us. We tend to think that the tachlis of Amelus and Torah is just a result of the fact that Torah is very hard, very deep, and we're kind of small, and therefore we need to work so hard to learn. That's sort of the understanding of why. So in other words, Amelus itself is really a waste of time. The fact that I need to sit in chaza something a dozen times to really get it down, and I need to struggle so hard till things begin to make sense, it's really an inefficiency, so to speak, but it's a result of the godless HaTorah and the katnas HaAdam. But the Amelus itself is only good because, listen, if I have to climb the mountain to get to the top, I must climb the mountain, I'll climb the mountain. That's our havan of it. But Adrabe, Amelus, but since of all the inyanim, Chazal say, of all the inyanim mitzvahs, the only one that can become part and parcel of a person is Torah. That's why Chazal, when the Gemara speaks about a person being meichel on kvoidei, because Torah is his, the fact that a person, we have Torah that's called al shem Omrei, Omer Behuda, Omer Rav, Kalima Dova b'shem Omrei. There's a chelik that's Torah, but forever and ever it's a memory of Rabbi Yechanan. It's a mimer of this. It's a psaka. It's a Rambam. The ability that for Torah to become nikva as part and part of a person's mitzias is only through Amelus. There's an extraordinary piece in Volba, in the very beginning, when he speaks about learning Gemara. I always find it extremely moving, and you wonder sometimes if people ever understand it. He's talking to a bacha who's having a hard time with the fact that his abilities in learning are kind of limited. It takes him a long time to figure something out. And he's got a chaver who really is just cuts through it like a hot knife through butter. No problems. And he's jealous, and he's sort of addressing it. And he says, yes, he has these abilities, and those are really great assets for learning. But you have Amelus, and the feeling that you have after Amelus, does he have that? And that sort of sounds like a very consolation prize, not a particularly great consolation prize. But it's not like that. The matara of Torah is that it needs memches varim shatara nikness for him. You want it to become part and parcel of the person. You want it to become mitzurif to his mitzias. You want that a person should be oimed on an emes and Torah and fight for it. And be prepared to defend it because this is the emes that I deher. It's not just, well, I came up with a nice fur, he gave a nice idea, great. We're all sharing one of ideas. We're trying to be oimed on an emes over here, and that emes has to be nikne and become part of the person. And the only thing in this world that can become part of the person are those things that are nikne with amul. That's the only emes. Svaras that come light go out light. It's not a sugis that a person learns easily, leave easily. And even if the person is brilliant, it's just that I'm not connected to it. It's an amazing thing when people say to be parents. A mother feels very kosher to a child as soon as is born. A father takes quite a while to become kosher to a child. And the difference is very simple. The mother was amal for 9 months. She carried the child. She labored with the child. And she brought the child into the world. For 9 months, she looked after. For the father, it's external. It's a din that it's a son. It has its halachic status. But there wasn't any amal in it. And it doesn't, and it takes a lot of amal and yegia till a person begins to feel that sense of avos. And for the person who's a big bal kishrin, the answer is he also needs to put in the work and the effort to make it his, because the ability if he has a brilliant head, then there'll be a challenge for him. But we need to understand Torah is meaningful to us not despite the challenges, but because of the challenges. It's the hard work that goes, that makes it yours and makes it part of you, that makes the yours and the you one and the same. So Yaakov Avinu, this is now Koivea. This midah of Yaakov, the final midah to make eternity, to make nitzchis out of Avodas Hashem, rests on this inyan of emes. The inyan of emes, when in terms of a person's acquisitions, and we're talking about ruchnius, and we're talking even gashmius. I want to point out something. A person shows you, people are proud of their acquisitions. That's part of human nature. But there are a person is proud of a lot of things that he has. Even Chas v'Shalom, nothing shalach sure, but he has a lot of things. Say that. But a person who had to work hard, nothing came to him easy, was able to put together the minimum and have it, and it's his because he worked for it. The sense of pride and the sense of belonging is much deeper, and for Baal Nefesh, it's much more satisfying. This is mine, but it's beyegiyai and amolai, and even on the superficial level of kinyan and physical, there's a difference between a shitchis person that just looks at the quantity of kinyan he has to a person who's a bal nefesh and sees how much amol yegiyah and is mechav of each item. And certainly in ruchnius, we need to understand the only thing that will ever become part of us is going to be those things that we worked hard for. Those kinyanim ruchnim that came with work and struggle, that becomes part of our mitzvahs. And whether it's mitzvahs that were hard, and most specifically about learning. The things that a person works hard for and puts effort in, kefi the effort, that's how much it becomes his, that becomes part of his mitzvahs. V'chaye oylam nata b'seichenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in our metzias now the seeds for chaye oylam. Those in yanim that a person has been mashkia omelin, and most specifically omelin Torah, those become kinyanim nitzchim of the person. Thank you.